Bill, how can what did y'all need to do better in the second half to be? You're always talking about consistency. To do what you don't have to score every time, but you know, just be more consistent in the second half.
Right. I'll just start with the offense. It's really comes down to the drive starters as it relates to yesterday. The first play of each drive has to be more consistent in the second half, like it was for the most part in the first half, meaning if you gain, you know, 5 to 6 yards on the first play of the drive, you got a chance to have a successful drive. If you have a penalty or you lose yardage or, you know, you don't gain any yards, it's very difficult in this league to overcome second and 10, which leads to third and 10. So we have to do a better job in that regard. And I think defensively and on special teams, I just think overall we just need to come out with a better sense of urgency in the second half, and that's going to be a big focus for us, along with many other things as it relates to Minnesota this week.
Bill, how much of an asset is it to have and unique to have a corner like AJ that can chuck tight ends or receivers and be able to get those jump balls?
Right. Yeah, good observation. He got a game ball for the game that he played yesterday. He's one of the game ball award winners, and he just has length. He's competitive. He's fast. He's got good ball skills. He's instinctive. He's become a very polished player from the first day I met him when we got here. I think he understands his role very well. He's really playing at a high level, and it's going to need to continue for us to continue to have success.
What'd you have your defensive guys do to keep Mariota from hurting you outside?
I think the big thing was to try to, John, to try to keep those guys in the pocket, have those guys keep him in the pocket. And I think for the most part, they did a pretty good job of that. And then when he did escape the pocket, you have what you call scramble rules for your DBs and linebackers, and they did a good job of staying in coverage for the most part. There were a couple. You know, he's going to get his plays. He's an excellent player. But I think overall, the defense played a pretty disciplined game.
From a leadership standpoint and also what he could add on the field, how much can Dwayne's return help you, and do you feel good about Sunday potentially?
I think he's making progress towards being able to play on Sunday, Aaron. I think that he feels better and better about where his leg's at right now. And from a leadership standpoint, he's definitely one of the leaders of our team. He's been in every meeting. He mentors the young guys. He's helped a lot with Xavier and Greg Mance and the new guys, you know, Jeff Allen. I just think he's Dwayne's definitely one of the leaders of our team. It'll be good if we can get him back in there. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case against Minnesota, but I think it's trending that way.
Do you think the Titans maybe attacked the line a little more with DeMarco Murray because J.J. Watt wasn't out there?
Well, I don't know about that, Sarah. I think that that's what they do. I mean, I think that coming into the game, they run the football. I mean, that's one of the things that they were doing coming in. So we knew they were going to run the football, whether it didn't matter who was in there for us. That's their trademark right now. Coach Mularkey, I think, is doing an excellent job of developing that team in the running game, and they have two really good backs. DeMarco, I told him after the game, I think he's one of the best backs we've played over the last 3 years that I've been here. When he was in Dallas, you know, he was tough to stop, and then obviously here. So I think that's what they do, and that's what they're always going to do. What
did you guys do in the second half to kind of limit him?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we had to do a better job of was setting the edge. You know, I think they got around the edge in the first half too many times with a couple good scheme plays, some misdirection type plays that really helped them. So I think we set the edge better, and I think overall we just tackled better, played better gap control defense.
Dwayne's been out longer than any of your guys have come back. What are you going to be looking for him specifically?
I think the big thing with those guys that have been out that length of time, John, is their conditioning. You know, how you know, just even with Antonio yesterday, you know, how many plays could Antonio play? You know, we didn't think he was going to be able to play more than 20 plays. I'm not sure he even played that, but I'm just saying, I think when you look at these guys that have been out for a while, it's their conditioning. You know, playing football is a whole lot different than running sprints or doing rehab drills to get back in there. So we'll have to see where that's at. And I think, I know that Dwayne's worked very, very hard. Antonio's working very hard to get back in football playing condition, but that doesn't just happen overnight.
Bill, there's some stats out from the Elias Sports Bureau about Will Fuller and what he's done, yards from scrimmage plus return. Nobody's done that since 1952, a long time. You talk about what he's done so far, including yesterday.
Yeah, he's a good player, Mark. He's a good player. He comes to work every day. He's a very quiet guy. He works very hard out on the field. He studies in the classroom. I think DeAndre Hopkins has really helped him. I think that DeAndre is the leader of that room, and he's done a good job of mentoring the guy. And you know, Will's come out there and made some plays. Now, there's a lot that Will can improve upon. You know, he overall just better routes, better consistency in catching the football. But he's obviously made some good plays for us.
How is C.J. Fedorowicz doing? Looked like he suffered a pretty rough injury. Came back into the game, though.
Yeah, I gave him a game ball, too. We gave him a game ball. You know, I thought he played one of his best games since he's been here. And part of it was his ability to come back from that. You know, he got bent over backwards on the or actually his leg was underneath a pile in the field goal PAT, which is a very dangerous play sometimes. You know, those guys are getting knocked back and their legs get hooked behind another leg. And so it looked bad when it happened, and I was kind of focusing on that because I helped coach the wings on that protection unit, and so I saw it. I looked bad, but he came back. I give him a lot of credit. We'll have to really monitor him this week, but obviously he's a tough guy, and I'm sure he'll be really working hard to get back out there and play.
Is that the kind of game that you want to see out of the tight ends? Because Ryan obviously had the great catch too.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing right now is we're seeing a lot of too high coverage. And so when you get a lot of too high coverage because you've got Fuller and Hopkins on the outside, your inside guys have to win. And you have to throw the ball accurately. We've got to protect well and in the passing game. But tight ends and backs, that's kind of the nature of the deal. If they're doubling your two outside guys, you have to win on the inside. And I thought that Ryan and CJ did a nice job in that regard.
So what teams now that you've utilized a tight end so much in the last two games, they'll obviously try to adjust. Should that help the outside guys?
I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I think that those guys have really come a long way, those tight ends. That, you know, yesterday was a very productive day for those guys. You know, they had long catches. They had touchdowns. You know, CJ had the touchdown. Griff came up with some big catches for us. So, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. We'll have to be ready for that. You know, we'll have to be ready for that. We'll have to practice some of that. But it's a whole different scheme this week. You know, we'll see what Coach Zimmer has in store for us. I know he'll have a good game plan for us. We'll have to adjust to it.
What's Kareem Jackson's status, too? Got banged up in the game.
Yeah, I think he's probably day-to-day. You know, I'm not sure what he'll be early in the week, but I think we'll try to ramp him up to be ready to play on Sunday.
You ran Lamar less, but you got a better average per carry, and he was close to breaking a few.
Yeah.
Did he look fresher? What was the difference?
Well, I think that he's a very good player, first of all. I think that the tempo helped him. I thought that we had, quicker drives, meaning, you know, there were less plays to some of our drives. Some of that was good. Some of it wasn't so good. But and then Alfred went in there and did a nice job, giving – Lamar a break, and he ran the ball pretty well, had a catch out of the backfield, had a nice run. So I think that helped. But I think overall Lamar had a really good game. He's another guy that got a game ball. He's a tough guy. He runs hard. He's got good vision. And I think it was good that he didn't get as many carries. You know, it's probably a good thing for him. And I think he still averaged, like you said, you know, 4.5 a carry or something like that. So that's pretty good.
What's this about Kendall Lamb, that he can play tackle, tight end?
Yeah.
And is he ever a – guy that maybe you might throw a ball or something.
We did last year against Buffalo. We threw it to him on a bootleg, but he's have a lot of respect for Kendall. He's another guy, kind of like AJ Boye in a different way, obviously, but the concept of understanding your role, like he really understands his role. He takes a lot of pride in it. So he's, obviously a swing tackle for us, can play right or left, and then he plays the jumbo tight end for us. He really enjoys it. He likes it. And I thought it really helped us yesterday.
DeAndre Hopkins has been playing at high levels.
Yeah.
Here, but in your 3 years with him, where have you seen him really grow and improve as a player?
Yeah, I would tell you, DP, I'd say that the biggest area he's improved in, I think, is leadership. I named him a captain 2 weeks ago. He'll probably be a captain again at some point this year. But he's really done a good job of leading the young players, and not just the receivers, but kind of the whole unit over there. You know, he helps the skill guys, tight ends, backs, all those guys. And then I think in addition to that, he's become a better route runner. Now, what we have to do a better job of is trying to get him the ball. You know, they doubled him. Coach LeBeau did a good job against Hop yesterday. You know, they basically doubled him quite a bit. He had a big catch, even though he had one catch, the catch that he had was a big catch at the end of the game. It was a third down conversion that kind of took some more time off the clock. So it's not like he didn't have a productive game. He blocked well, too. He blocked very well on a number of the plays to Fuller and the slip screen and things like that. But I think overall, I just think he's developed as a leader, and he's become a better route runner.
Do you often talk to players about being leaders and how to do that? Because when he came here, he obviously was looking up to Andre Johnson.
Right.
Yeah,
I tried to. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not saying we spend hours upon hours talking about it, but, you know, first thing you got to do is try to be a good leader yourself. And then when you think a guy has leadership qualities, yeah, you want to tell him what you see in him and what you expect from him. And especially as they get a little bit older and they've had success, you know, usually leaders are good players, you know, whether they're good role players or they're star players, they're usually productive players. And so I think that's, you know, he's a guy that we've talked a lot about his leadership ability, and I think he's really taken it to heart.
Bill, how do you assess your defense, considering what you did to Mariota, plus you held Murray like 2 yards below his
right.
average, and their team average was way down too?
Yeah, they play. Those guys play hard, John. I mean, I give a lot of credit to our defense. Whitney Merciless played hard. It was really good to have Brian Cushing back in there. Vince had a good game. I think Vince is playing at a real good level for us. Bernard McKinney, 9 tackles. I thought our secondary, just the whole secondary, really, we challenged them last week. We challenged them to play better. And I thought, led by Jay Joe and those guys, you know, we already talked about AJ, Kevin Johnson, the safeties, Demps and Hal, Kareem, you know, I know he was injured there, but when he was in there and made a few tackles, I mean, I thought that those guys really stepped up to the challenge of tackling and being in tight coverage. You know, on Clowney's sack, which was a great hustle play by Clowney, it was really a covered sack. There was no one open on that play, and Clowney was able to get the sack. And there were a number of plays like that. So I thought those guys did a good job. I don't know. I get sometimes, you know, I like to throw the ball. So sometimes we may throw the ball a little bit more, you know. No, I think you try to achieve a balance. I mean, I think you really are looking for a balance, but it's more about what you're seeing. What's in your mind as you're anticipating the next down and distance, and what the next call by the defense is going to be. That's the thing about play calling. You know, play calling isn't about the exact play that you call at that minute. It's the anticipation of what's the next play call. So if it's 2nd and 10, what are you going to do? If it's a 1st down, what are you going to do? If it's 2nd and 2, what are you going to do? There's a bunch of different scenarios in your mind, and so you're thinking about balance, but you're also thinking about what they're going to do in anticipation, and so what are you going to do to try to defeat that? And that's really how we do it. Yeah, I mean, look, I think that the thing about interceptions is I think when you study them, there have been a couple that haven't been good decisions that we have to clean up. The decision by Brock, maybe the way the route was run, maybe the protection broke down and he had to get rid of it a little bit quicker. Then there's been some batted balls. You know, there was one that was batted in the air yesterday that I don't think was a great play call. You know, it was a drive starter right after Demps' interception. I got a little greedy there and tried to call a pass to start that drive, and it wasn't – they blitzed it. He had to get rid of it quickly. So when you say, am I concerned? No, I'm not. I believe that it will get fixed. I think that overall Brock has played well for us. I thought other than the 2 interceptions, I thought the guy played a good football game for us, got us into the right plays, good tempo. So we just need to, you know, stop turning the ball over, and I think a lot goes into that, not just one player.